with us in the studio on Static this evening. It is great to say good day to both Bradley and Sean from Yves. Two blokes with a record out. Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you too, Burko.
I thought you'd be jumping out of your skin because it's been so many years of Yves sort of being the bridesmaids and never the brides, and now finally you get to launch your own record.
That's so true, yes. Yeah. It's a little bit surreal to have it finished, and the fact that it's out now is quite, yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
It's a milestone, Bradley. You have less album releases than you will birthdays. You know? You need to celebrate.
That's such a good point.
Unless Yves suddenly become King Gizzard in the next few years.
Oh, there's not much chance of that.
But I guess it's, what, 4 years or more that Yves have been playing around Sydney. I feel like you've done your hard yards as a band, right?
Yeah. We started around 2014.
Yeah, so it's been roughly 5 years since the inception of Yves. And a lot's changed in that time. Definitely just in terms of, I don't know, like our first gig was at World Bar and it was called Mum. Yeah.
So a lot has changed.
Yeah, a lot's changed.
Yves have outlived a lot of Sydney venues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the way I think of it, like there's so many bands that started around 2014, the same time that we did, and a lot of them aren't playing anymore. Or they're
new incarnations. Yeah, same people you see, friendly faces, just either in another outfit or they're involved in a different capacity or way, which is really, I don't know, great to see.
Do you think not playing your hand straight away was a good move? I mean, it also feels like you guys have really played out and honed your songs in that time, Bradley.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's probably best to take the time to work on things, and I think that's what we did. We always wanted to make a first record, and I think each EP we came in with that intention, and then we were like, oh, probably not the right time.
So you had album ambitions, but they ended up being EP realities.
That's Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just kind of going, okay, well, what do we shoot for? And I guess knowing where the limitations were with the band, and now to we've gone, okay, there's enough material that's of quality to put a record together.
You might not have found the yurt any earlier on as well, right, Sean? Because I heard that you guys actually went out of Sydney to make the record in Wiseman's Ferry.
Yeah, that's correct. So close friend of ours and his family, Chris Sharpie, just has this beautiful farm. We play, like, he puts on sort of DIY festival material. So we play there, it's sort of a tent embassy or something, and really just found, it to be a warm area and thought, oh, like, it's off the grid. There's no reception at this place. You know, we'll go and demo our material there. And then after the last EP, we went, which we demoed and then recorded in a studio, we thought, why don't we just get rid of the middleman and just record the whole thing, you know,
at
one place.
I think we've been milking that yurt for a long time. But then we were like, well, we're so comfortable playing there and being there, why don't we record the whole record there? Like, there are no neighbours, like, within for miles. So
you can make as much noise as you want.
Exactly, yeah. You can record in the evenings and no one will complain. So
there's a little bit of yurt rock or farm rock.
Oh, goodness.
Yurt rock.
Yacht rock.
The pioneers.
These past few years, it feels like Yves have got a dynamic and you've worked out your strengths within that as well. A lot of bands sing and talk about feelings, but it seems that Yves really play with those feelings too. Bradley, you're not afraid for a bit of a quiet, loud blast when called for, and I guess making the record out in the wilderness probably helps you unleash that a bit more?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've always kind of looked at music as a means for catharsis, and yeah, this album's been no different. Like, I think it has a lot of delicate moments, but it's quite raw in terms of its emotional sphere, and it kind of goes up and down. And
The cacophonousness of the guitars is this sort of trick or technique that is integral to Yves' sound, and they do feel like a release. There's tracks on this record like the opener, Honeymooners Stage, where it feels like they go into the red.
Maybe they did go into the red, who knows? It's hard to say.
But no one was paying attention out there. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Like, yeah, the intention was to create a loud indie rock record, and I think that's what we achieved with it. Yeah.
And Sean, another song on the record, In Time, All Too Late, builds into this sing-along epic. which must be great to do live as well. I'm hoping in the future you can get, you know, crowds chanting this song back at you when enough people know it.
Yeah, the hope's there. Just going to, yeah, draw the crowd.
Maybe come Saturday, maybe you could do something like
this. This might be a whole new thing. Now that you've got an album of material out for people to learn, they won't all be looking at their phones while you're playing. They'll be more engaged. You know? There'll be more songs for people to know.
Oh, no, they're in the room. That's no point.
You're aiming low.
Yeah.
We're realists.
And also on this record, you guys seem very conscious of classic songwriting, like the single Moving Magnets is a tight pop song. And you've also got this middle album palate cleanser called Feed the Dog, which is the sort of quiet acoustic thing with a bit of glockenspiel. So you were kind of weighing up all the ingredients to make an album as well, were you?
Yeah, I think that that's accurate. We wanted to establish every... because we all have such different tastes in music. There's definitely crossover for the three of us, but we all have different interests or things that we're more drawn to. So like when we're driving all together, it's gets quite competitive in terms of the stereo and just the song by song choices. And I think that that's kind of what the record encompasses as well, is like there's an attempt to create a lot of variation within a 3-piece rock band.
There's a little bit of getting on each other's nerves every now and then as well, is there?
We get along pretty well for the most part. I think in terms of our communication, we're somewhat in sync, I would hope. Yeah.
And Bradley, the other ingredient, of course, of a Yves record is your vocals. And your voice has always had a very distinct drawl in its delivery. Is that something that happened to you the instant you started singing years ago? Or are you more conscious of the way you kind of pronounce your words in a song in Yves?
I think when I first started singing, like, that's naturally what came out. It was just more nasally, and people get quite surprised because of how I talk is quite low, so they're looking at me going, well, this doesn't make sense at all. But I think I'm drawn to a lot of singers that have a bit of a unique voice or a twist on what's normal, and particularly for this record, Dan, who was our producer, he helped me with my enunciation of things and...
Didn't try to change you too much either,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no, he's like, this is what we've got, so... So, like, he helped me play to my strengths, I guess, and work on things that I probably haven't thought of or was conscious of previously when we've previously recorded, so...
It's interesting because you're good mates with Marcus from Spookyland as well, who's another very quietly spoken guy, but when he sings... It almost sounds like another person embodying him.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We grew up together, and I think our relationship is very much rooted in music and the different bands that we liked, and so we both showed each other different bands and songs and albums that we appreciated, and I think that that sort of helps reinforce the weirdness that kind of comes out of both of us.
The other ingredient on this Yves album is lyrically. It also seems to represent its time and place, and Sydney gets referenced in the lyrics to the opener, Honeymoon is Staged. There were drunken misdeeds on Oxford Street, leads to an ambulance and deceit.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't too traumatic
a
backstory.
You know, when you're 19, you know, you're working out your limits and... That's what that's in reference to, really.
So it's not a recent story?
No. That's one for hindsight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope there's going to be less drama on Enmore Road on Saturday night as well as Yves launched this album. It's so great to finally have this record out, as I say. We might have a listen to the closing song off the record now, which is an epic, Divine Intermissions. Bradley and Sean, it was great to have you in this evening. And this is Yves on Static. Have a great launch on Saturday night.
Thanks, Berko.